Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Super excited to be kind of fancy recording up in here in the 3D Dentist Studio.
Studio 3D, excuse me.
With one of my favorites, who also has a fantastic podcast, Dr. T-Bone Tarun Agrawal, and with the T-Bone Speaks Podcast.
I think your people are tired of me.
You think so?
I don't know.
Well, you are a little harsh on us, just to be clear, but you know.
But I'm coming around.
But you are coming around.
It comes from a good place.
I know it does. And the beauty is, I think we are coming around. I keep getting more and more excited about what I hear from my fellow colleagues about them wanting to push themselves and grow more. And, you know, what we're here to talk about today is kind of recapping this past mastermind, yeah. Looking forward to 2020. And it's been, to me, that has to be promising for you, yeah, to see my fellow colleagues like that.
Well, let me back up for a second and say how proud I am of you, very, very much so, because...
Wow!
Well, look, I would like to think that the only reason you exist is me. That's probably your dad's problem, not my problem.
Yeah. Our skin colors are very different.
But in all seriousness, you've done unbelievable, amazing things in the last couple of years.
Okay? It's been fun.
And your buddy Payman has done some amazing things as well.
He has.
You know, I was very worried about his concept of an implant practice, but he's doing some amazing things. He's I don't know what killing it means, but
he's doing well.
He's brown, so he might be literally killing people. Yeah. You know, they're terrorists or something. Not that I'm not brown myself.
That's
but,
right.
But I'm so proud of you too. Yeah, you guys are doing great. And you guys will really carry the torch for dentistry. Fantastic. And, you know, listen, I think if we look back to the mastermind.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Last year, I came to you and was like, hey, I want to help put together this event. And really, I was like, I kind of need you to help with like the actual educational part of it.
No, you need you need somebody for the content.
But what my point was, I was like, you know what? What I realized is when I look back at my success that I've had, it's been so much about less about me and more about me getting put in situations where I became either the low man on the totem pole, mm-hmm, or I was around people who were just constantly bringing me up, keeping me accountable, yeah, and speaking into me. And so I came to you, I was like, hey, let's create something that does that for more people. Yeah. You know, what does it look like to bring a group of dentists, 10 to 12 dentists together, and go through a lot of these core conceptual things that can make a big difference? And I mean, what'd you think?
Yeah. So I want to back up for a second.
Okay.
I always going to back up,
okay? Yep.
Because I had something in my mind. And that was, Sully, listen, you and everybody listen to your podcast, you will be successful. Okay. The question is how many bumps are you going to hit? How far are you going to get? And how quickly are you going to get there?
That's okay? A good point.
Our profession is amazing. It affords almost every one of us, unless we're completely moronic, okay, to live a great life.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're all going to be successful. Just keep plodding along. But then the mastermind and what that is really is it's about getting further along and getting there faster.
Right.
And that was,
you know, my thing with the mastermind was, why is it important? Because I think we've got to have a way to help young people see what now more than ever, we got to help young dentists see what dentistry can be, because what dentistry looks like. Because today, 62% of all graduating dentists join corporate DSO practices.
Wow.
Okay, so what we see is their vision of dentistry is going to be, I'm an employee or partial owner in an environment. I'm not saying it's a bad environment, but in this environment, and that's what dentistry is going to be. And I don't think we're nearly at that point where that's the only choice.
Yeah.
And I think
and we probably are both argue that's limiting in some capacities.
I would argue that it's massively limiting. So so to me, there's more, you know, and I want to get together a group of 10 to 12 people. You know, I want to literally, I just want to provide the content. I want you to be the hype guy. I want you to be the fun
all
guy.
That's I'm there for. You know, entertainment value.
You know, I want you to kind of, you know, I always say speak human to people about what in the hell I say, you know, and the way, sometimes the way I come across because I'm so frank with things. But, and that to me was my biggest takeaway from the mastermind. Number one, when you came to me in 2018 to do it, I wasn't excited about it. But once it got started, super excited about it. To put people in the same room that eat, breathe, and live the same thing, that are in the same place in life, that are trying to love dentistry and do the best for their practice and their families, and to see the impact that we have on people or can have on people is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what's been the beauty of it. I think if you... If we polled everybody that did the mastermind in 2019, I would argue that most of them were probably shocked at how simple mm-hmm. the concepts were.
Yeah,
you know, and truly, it is very simple. It's because that's I think even at 20 years in practice, my concept is simple. It's be clear about who you are and what you want to be, okay, and then have a way to communicate and diagnose to patients. And have a way to make it easy for them to say yes. And then teach your team, lead your team, and build your team.
Yeah.
And if you focus on those things, you will have a blessed career.
Well, and it's critical now more than ever, I think, because we, unfortunately, for better or for worse, because of our access to information, our generation probably gets confused the most by all the different things yeah. out there. Facebook, Instagram, you know, Dental yeah. Town.
Just and all the different camps, you know, yeah. whether it's Camp 3D, which is me.
Sure.
Whether it's the WOW camp, the Nacho camp, the Implant Pathway camp, or
right.
the LVI camp, the Panky camp, the Spears
camp. You could get yeah. confused very quickly.
The Coise camp. It doesn't matter. And they're all great. They're all good. You know, but ultimately, it's about being around people that want the same thing, you mm-hmm. know, and to me, what's super important is I think the clarity exercise was eye opening
very much
for people,
you know? Well, cause what happens is we start taking on other people's mm-hmm. goals without yeah. realizing it. And we don't stop to think about what we want individually. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you're doing things or moving a direction because someone else may like doing that, but right. you're like, gosh, I don't even enjoy that type of dentistry mm. or doing dentistry that way or whatever. So that is what I think is really cool about the way that, you know, things were set up, is that it's not about trying to force people into one
a
certain
cookie
thing.
Cutter.
No, by any means. It's almost freeing to be able to that very first weekend to just step back yeah. to kind of identify what it is that you want to do.
Let's look back at that. Okay. So we had someone like Brandon Dry in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He has 6,000-7,000 patients. He's building a 8,000 square foot building.
Yeah,
he's got three or four
practice.
Dentists.
Yeah.
And you know, he has his own sets of problems. Okay. But on the fundamental side, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's take somebody like Andy in the Nashville area, okay? He's walking into his dad's practice. They built or committed to this new building, and they don't have the patience for it.
You got two doctors doing 600 grand, 800 grand.
Yeah, yeah. And they're worried about how do we get to that next step, right? How do we get moving? And then you got Amy, okay, in the Nashville area as well, whose goal wasn't, hey, I don't want to do more. I just want to see less patients and do the dentistry I want to do, right? And then you have Arash who's like, I got to get my team together and I got to get who I'm going to be and what I'm going to be, right? And you look at Will, who's trying to build this Taj Mahal of practices and wants to develop this and needs to bring in an associate, doesn't realize it, right?
Right.
But knows that to get where he wants to go, he's going to have to do this. And that's the first step. And what do you do to make that happen, right?
Sure.
And so we have such a diverse group of people. And I'm not talking about everybody. There's more, right? But the diversity of people, but how we put them all together, fundamentally, it's the same.
It was. Yeah. You know, it was crazy.
The answer at the end of the day is always the same. It's just how you frame it.
Well, and then you look at, obviously everybody played an incredible role, but what's really cool to look back to now is we're, basically 11 months, 10 months from when we started. And what the coolest part to me is we text almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're family here.
That
we
was are. The theme, right? We're family.
And it literally became like, now I have friends in like 8 different states who I'm, seeing when I travel. We, we're doing CE together. We're taking courses together. And now I have like-minded people pushing it versus before it was no one in my area was pushing me or, and I talked to this the other day that was the same thing. He's like, I'm very fortunate, but when I look at myself compared to my classmates, no one is pushing me.
Kyle McKinney talks about that all the time. He's like, my classmates, they're not interested in the things I'm interested in, or they're still at this stage, And then we have practice like Dan Duffy in Wilmington, small practice, he's trying to achieve, certain things that he's trying to achieve, right? And so it was amazing to me, the wide range. I was a little worried about how wide of the range was.
Yeah.
But to put people together, how we were helped, we assisted them in accountability, but the real accountability came from themselves.
Right.
Because through the text chains, through the Facebook group, through whatever medium that we choose, but they were communicating with each other and they just, there's a thirst for people to be around like-minded people.
And I think that's what sets it apart. When you, it was awesome kind of, because weekend one is always like fun because everybody's meeting for the first time and you're hanging out.
We're all staying. We force people to stay in the same place. We're
forcing everyone to stay at the same house. And
you don't have to, but it's highly encouraged.
But it's encouraged, obviously. And then, by the end of that weekend, it's like we're all somewhat on brain overload. From the side conversations, from the breakfast conversations, from the dinner conversations, from the actual content we're trying to go through, and then we leave. But it doesn't stop there. We're having these calls,
monthly calls.
We're keeping people accountable.
Monthly check-ins.
And that's if you, I think if you ask the group, if you pull them like, what was the most critical part of the value that you got out of it? It was that every couple of weeks you were being held accountable for what you told the group you wanted to make happen over those couple of weeks.
And even the things that pop up in life, like, hey, my hygienist is leaving. How do I look for somebody?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm having this trouble with my office manager, or hey, I'm having this, or I'm having this trouble at home because,
trying to market for this. How would you do that?
Yeah. How did you get here? The side things that pop up outside of just the core fundamentals that you have a different, you have you have me, you have each other,
right?
Other people that have been through these stages in their practice. So to me, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. It's hard work. So let's get to this. Who is the mastermind not for?
Well, if you know everything already, it's probably not for you.
I'll keep quiet on
that. I think the biggest thing is if you see yourself as someone who wants to learn, wants to push yourself, and is looking for that kind of accountability and friendship and in a very unbiased way, that's who this is for.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll say who it's not for. It's not for the know-it-alls, okay? It's not for somebody that is looking for rah-rah, okay, kumbaya stuff. It's not for somebody that's looking for daily hand-holding, okay? It's not...
That's a big one because we've got to be real with each other.
Yeah.
And we've got to be able to give feedback and not be critical, but say, hey,
constructive.
You're telling me you want X, but that doesn't align with that.
Yeah.
And when you can have those legit conversations with people, that's when real magic happens. And so I think that's a big,
that was what was so great about this last group was everybody was so willing to check their egos at the door. Yeah. And
their phones.
And their phones, which is a requirement for day one. Yeah. And so I think that I definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah. You know, the saying I have on this is you get out of this exactly what you put into it. Okay.
Totally.
If you want to be that person that just shows up and does nothing, you'll get nothing out of it. If you're that person that seeks feedback and initiates that feedback and asks the questions, you'll get much more.
And essentially we open up our lives to you. I mean, you know, whether it's our practices, mm-hmm. spending time there, you know, coming to see us. I mean, it really is
literally we open our lives. I mean,
yeah.
Weekend one, the jumpstart weekend, we stay at my house.
Weekend two,
you know, weekend two, we stay at yours. So
or my parents, you know, typical millennial fashion. Okay, you're
right. In the basement.
literally in the basement of my parents' lake house. But.
So, you know, so we open up our lives and houses to you. And here's the truth, okay? It's a 6-7 month program. But it doesn't end there. I mean, it's lifelong friends, you know, and I, you know, we're invested in people's success. I love seeing people certainly come back to our training programs. That's always great, but, it's amazing. So let's talk about the content real quick. Okay.
Yep.
And then we'll leave it at this. Okay. Because if you're interested in learning more, you can go to 3d-dentist.com/application and that'll get you to the Millennial Mastermind or just search Millennial Mastermind on the website. And
here's the deal. I mean, we're going to run at least two next year. Yeah. One from basically kind of towards the beginning of the
January to July,
and then probably one back of the year,
probably one in May to the end of the year.
Right. You know? And we've only got one or two spots left in the,
for the January. For the January. I think we got three spots left.
Okay. But definitely apply, because if you want to come on the second one, you know, that one's going to probably fill up pretty quickly.
Yeah. So let's walk through what's going to happen. Okay. So weekend one is 2.5 days. We stay together. We eat together. If you're uncomfortable staying in my house, you can certainly stay in a hotel. It's not going to be nearly the same experience. I would probably tell you not to come to the mastermind. It's male and female. We have three females already in the group. So that's up from last year. We had two. And then, so it's diverse group. Okay. And weekend one is about establishing clarity in who you are, where you are professionally and personally and financially. Okay. It's just about establishing clarity. And then it's about getting into the fundamental systems, how to diagnose, how to communicate, how to make it easy for patients to buy, how to have firm financial arrangements, how to set up a savings plan so that you can have financial flexibility. Starting now, it's the biggest mistake I made in my life. I didn't save for the first 10 years of my career. Yeah. Luckily, I've made enough to where I can overcome some of that. But, you know, I missed a doubling cycle on the back end, basically. So it's going to cost me a lot. And it's just getting into details. We do hot seats. We talk about team leadership, how to coach your team to empower them, how to develop champions, how to become friends but not friends with your team members,
right.
So that they're bought in. So it's about all these different things, okay? So we want to give it to you all in digestible format that makes sense. And then each month following up from that, we'll do our accountability calls, and we have our accountability leaders and Kyle McKinney and Will Jones that will work with us and be a liaison. And basically, we're just going to focus on dialing in those processes in your practice. And if you just focus on that, it's amazing what will happen for them. It's just amazing.
No, it really is.
You know, it's being as simple as it is. And then we have a fun weekend where we wrap things up at the lake house. We have some fun. You know, I'm the more serious side of things, but Sully's the more fun side of things with some seriousness thrown in. And it's an amazing thing to see everybody get together and just celebrate how far we've come and where we're at going through.
Exactly. So if you want to be a part of a group like that, if you want peers to push you and friends in the industry to help push you and go through this crazy thing together, then this is the group for you.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, so 3d-dentist.com, search for the Millennial Mastermind. You can apply. Not everybody gets in, and we can go from there.
Everybody works smarter, not harder. We'll see you next time.
Stop taking my sayings.
Whoop!